Hello guys and welcome to this new podcast episode here on Dating Secrets. I'm really excited for today. Today is a really important podcast episode for me because it literally, not only for me but also for you, because if you apply this not only to your dating life but your life in general, you will see quantum leaps. You will see that everything you want will fall into place. You know, and I'm not talking about like 1 week time span. I'm talking about 5 years, 10 years, and so on. And the secret, in my opinion, it doesn't matter when it comes to women, dating, your health, your wealth, is a plan. It's not only a plan, but a vision. Okay. And now will everybody say, of course I have a vision of my future. I know what I want. I want children. I want a wife. I want to date as many girls as possible. I want this. I want that. But is it written down? Do you have clearly written down a description of your life, of your dating life? Let's say just because we are a dating podcast, I want to keep it at the dating topic, but you know, and I just want to make that sure, you can use this kind of stuff, this kind of visionary in all areas of your life, and you should actually, but we will keep it with dating. So, like, of course, everybody has a vision of dating. Everybody knows what he wants, especially, like, some guys just want to date as many women as possible. Some guys want to find true love. The next guy wants to have a girl, wants to marry as soon as possible and have kids. You know, it doesn't matter what you want. Do you have, the vision, okay? But do you have it written on a paper? Do you have it written on a paper what you really want? Like her characteristics. What do you like about woman? What should you have? What should she have? What should her interest be? How should it feel to be with her? Like all the stuff, you know. I believe the more detailed you make this vision, the more you have a clear mental picture of what you actually want, the more it's easy for you to reject woman. The easier it will get for you to actually say, okay, she's not the kind of woman I want. You know, I have it black on white what I want, and she doesn't fit the description. You know, she's not ready. Let's say, for example, you want kids and you want to marry, and you have the feeling and you realize, okay, she is more into the party lifestyle at the moment. So, you know, okay, maybe in the future, but at the moment, if I want to have this now, if I want to have this in 2-3 years, I won't have it with this girl. So don't waste any time with her. Because once you know what you want, it becomes extremely difficult to be with someone that doesn't share what you want. You know, like most guys or most people who don't have any success with women, who are just drifting around hoping that something will happen, have no plan. They have no vision. They don't know what they want, so they're drifting along. You know, they're just like looking, oh, I don't know. And because you don't know what you want, what will actually happen is that circumstances will knock you off, you know. Like, you will find one girl that is not even your type, but you will still be together with her because out of no reason, because you don't know. Because you don't even have a vision for yourself, okay guys? There's nothing more important than knowing what you want and defining it clearly, but also writing it down. And now, I can already say to you, I can guarantee you this, your subconscious mind, your programming will try to prevent that. Your subconscious mind, your programming will say to you, what he says doesn't make any sense. Why should I do this? I don't want to. Oh my God, it's way too tiring, and it's so fucking crazy. I can tell you, you maybe think that you know what you want, but once you start writing down, you will actually realize how you don't know what you want, because you will feel and you will realize how hard it is to define what you actually want. Because to define what you want is actually to give up other stuff. Most guys want everything. They want the party chick, but on the other side, they also want women, wanted to have children, you know, and they can't decide what they really want. They're like they're in the middle, you know, and when they meet the girl who parties, they are with the girl who parties. If they meet the girl who wants children, yeah, they are with this girl. But the problem is, why we as humans, we as guys have so much problems defining this, or just in general, everybody, is because once you write it down, You need to decide which qualities you want, but you also need to put some stuff that is nice to have aside. You know, you can't have everything, but you need to decide what you want most, okay? And that's the hard part, because you think maybe you know what you want, but you actually don't know. Well, sit down, write it out, and write me on Instagram if it was easy for you or hard. I guarantee you, it will be hard for you. At first, it was so hard for me. It's a really, like, it's more or less a painful process. And the great thing is, maybe you write just one side. The next time you do it, you write two sides. You're always adding to it. You're making it bigger, better, more beautiful. And you will see with every time you make your vision bigger when it comes to your dating and relationship life, the more you make it big, the more you make it, like, the more detailed you make it, the easier your life will become. The less complicated everything around you will seem to appear, because you know what you want. Like, the universe, or like life in general, has the habit of making space for the person who knows exactly what he wants. And you probably hear that. So if you're struggling, if you don't know what you want, if you don't have the success at the moment that you want, you need to work on your vision. You need to write it down. Once you write it down, read it every day, read it all the time, keep it in mind, and always ask yourself, is this what I'm doing actually in alignment with what I really want, you know? And I'm not saying you need to give up a lot, you know? Once you impress this vision on your subconscious mind, once you make it clearer and clearer, you will see that you actually don't need to change a lot. There are a few tweaks maybe that you need to do, but it will not feel hard, okay? The hardest part is actually defining what you want. You know, when I was 17, 18, and I was just starting, and I just like realized I want to change something when it comes to women. I want to be really good at this. I also used to sit down and write exactly what I wanted. And guys, I can tell you, I always wanted to not only meet women from Germany, because I'm from Germany, I always wanted to go out, you know? It's like some people want to travel the world. I wanted to meet girls from all over the world, you know? I wanted to be like, I just wanted to know how it is in other countries, you know, how women behave there and there, like, what are the differences, what are the similarities, and so on. And you know what happened? I achieved exactly that, you know. I probably dated like so many different countries. I couldn't even count them. It was like every continent besides Australia, but I never met a girl from Australia. So, but every continent, Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Asia, whatever, you know, like all of the continents, I dated women from there. So that's what I wanted, you know, this was my vision. I don't wanted to have a German girlfriend and live with her all my life and don't see anything else, you know. And I always loved Latinas. I always loved them. It was just like they were fascinating for me. I don't know why, okay? Maybe it was because a lot of people talked about them really highly and I just picked up. But now I have a Latina as a girlfriend, you know? I actually have what I always wanted. I never wanted a German girlfriend, and I always said I want a girl from Latin America. I always said it, and I have it. Why? I write it down. I had it clearly defined, okay? It was not my plan to have a girlfriend now, but that's how things work. Eventually, I knew this is going to happen, okay? Because, like, if you're so heavily involved into dating, you will find a girl that you actually really like, and then you don't want to have any other girls. And I think that's a natural process, okay, guys? But you need to define exactly what you want. Most guys don't know it. Most guys don't know it, and that's the reason why they don't get anything. That's the reason why their dating life is miserable. Like, from 100 guys, 79, 97 are not living like they want. They don't dating the girls they want. They want to date girls from Latin America, but they're actually dating German girls because they're in Germany. they, or whatever, you know, nationalities, like how they are, party girls, they, whatever you want, you know, it doesn't matter really. You need to clearly define whatever you have in your head, whatever vision, it doesn't matter how big, you know. When I was 17, I wanted to date girls all around the world, you know. Do you think I knew that how to do it? No, of course not. And for me, it's still crazy to think that it actually happened, you know, and that I actually have a girl from Latin America that lives like, that grew up like 12 hours with a plane away from me, you know. We lived two totally different lives, you know. And I don't know what she went through completely, and she doesn't know what I went through completely, but what I know is that it's pretty different, you know, and we are still together, you know. It's like, if someone would told me when I was 17, hey, 5 years from now, you will have like, you will live in a different country at the beach, you know, and you will have dated girls from all around the world. You will have a girlfriend, she's from Latin America. Like, I would say to this guy, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, this is fucking crazy, you know? I would say, I would love this, but on the other side, I would say, like, I can't believe that this will happen in just 5 years. Especially when I think about it, with 18, I was still a virgin. So, if someone would told me as a virgin, I'm going to do this in the next 5 years, I would say, like, what the fuck, are you crazy? Okay? But this kind of experience can only come once you really know what you want. Write it down. It doesn't matter. Do it for your dating life. Do it for your finances. Do it for your job. For whatever you want in your job. You want to be self-employed? Write it down. Do you want a company? Write it down. Whatever you want, write it down in the present tense as it is already there. And it's perfect. Okay? I don't want you to neglect anything. Don't think something is not possible. Write the biggest, wildest things on your vision and read it over and over again, and I guarantee you, in a few years, everything will come. Everything will come as it must come, as long as you keep the vision in your mind, as long as you keep thinking about, as long as you keep feeding it, okay? If you forget about it and stop even like, and if you forget that this vision of you exists, of course you will not attain it. But once you write it down, it actually gets way harder to forget. I tell you guys, that's the reason why you should do it. Because it makes you way harder to forget it, and it makes it way easier to keep track of it, and to keep thinking about it, and to keep using your subconscious mind to your advantage. Guys, I wish you all an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed the podcast episode. Like, share, and subscribe. And I wish you an amazing day. Bye.